This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us on a Friday night. It's been a national 4-H week all week, and we have a fantastic 4-H organization here in Knox County that we're going to talk to a number of people about here in the next few minutes, starting with Julian Ennis, who advises and helps all of these people in 4-H with the University of Illinois Extension. Julian, thanks for coming in, and thanks for bringing your fan club here.
Not a problem. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm so glad to have you.
Right.
How long have you been involved with 4-H here in Knox County? And kind of explain from your perspective first why you think it's so important. And I ask that because, and maybe as a follow-up question to that, mm-hmm. 4-H, the mission has kind of changed over the years, but kind of maybe changed as stayed the same in some ways, hasn't
okay.
it?
Okay, okay. I've been involved with 4-H for going to my seventh year at the extension office, and I work in four counties, which is Knox, Henderson, Warren, and Medina County, and I'm the spin coordinator with special interests. This is that concentrated field that kids have for a project area.
Okay.
So that being said, this being October, and I've been going out to some schools with my federation members, and we've been spreading the National 4-H Initiative for the month of October, which is a National Youth Science Day, and okay. that's something that's a conglomerate with Google, University of West Virginia, and the National 4-H Council.
That's important that an entity, I think, like Google still understands
it's
the mission
huge.
And the needs of 4-H, isn't it?
Right. So Google, as you know, is a search engine. So it's big in innovation and science. So they have this one program that we're spreading throughout Illinois and throughout the nation, and it's called Code Your World. So
okay.
they're saying coding is very important to get in hands of young people so they could be equipped to be proficient and hopefully find a career in that. Because as you know, innovation is reaching agriculture, medicine, the whole nine. So
yeah. I know you're involved with some of the robotics students here.
Yes.
Is coding a part of that? I imagine it is
to
the point, isn't it?
Well, both in every aspect. So we got the first Lego League. So you got the Mindstorm EV3s. You got to code that. You have the FTC with the Binary Bullets of Knoxville High School 4-H mm-hmm. group. And we have the Technofairs that meet at Knox College. And in every aspect, every facet, there's coding, how to make the robot run and do certain things.
My, that robotics program really has taken off and continues to be more and more successful, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's huge.
That's fantastic. We'll try to get back to you here before we're done here, but we have a few other people here in studio to talk to us, a few students, among others, who are involved in 4-H, and I'm going to start right over here. Tell me your name and what school you're with.
Hello, my name is Ethan Kaiser. I am with Blue Sky Academy, and I am the Director of Events for the Knox County 4-H Federation.
Why is 4-H important to you, and how long have you been involved?
I've been involved with 4-H for about 8 or 9 years. 4-H is important to me. I got started at a young age, and it's taught me a few skills that I've been able to apply to my life as a farmhand with my grandfather.
I was going to say, I think of agriculture immediately when I think of 4-H, but it's still a part of that, but it's kind of branched out to all kinds of sort of, I would almost say, life skills, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would.
Great. Great. Thanks for coming in today. And next to Ethan is?
I'm Emma Hawkinson, and I go to Galesburg High School. This is my ninth year in 4-H.
What year are you at GHS?
I'm a junior.
Very good. What are you involved in, and what got you involved?
So I'm a vice president for Knox County Federation. I've been involved for, like I said, 9 years. I started when I was 8. And my favorite project is woodworking, but there's also, I take crop science and there's visual arts, and there's such a wide range of projects, and it's helped me to develop life skills and inspire me in different areas. So hopefully I'm going to go into a career path relating to crop science, which has really been brought through 4-H and living on a farm, that kind of thing. It's just helped me grow up to the person I am today.
What have you done in woodworking? That's very cool.
I've built... I started with a napkin holder when I was 8 years old.
There you go.
And this past year, I built a buffet table for an outdoor piece out of mahogany. That's I hand-tooled the fronts of the drawers. It's definitely my favorite project I've done.
But what kind of time did that take you?
Oh, months. I mean,
yeah.
Lots of times I procrastinate until, you know, as we all do, lots of people in Knox County. But, Yeah, definitely took a lot of time, late nights up till midnight in the wood shop with Dad, but it's all in good fun. So.
There you go. Well, as an adult, I can tell you that procrastination is still a very important life skill. At least it is for me. Very good. Well, thank you. And you are?
Hi, I'm DJ Kane. I'm a junior at Rova High School.
That's great.
And
how long have you been involved?
This is my 8th or 9th year in 4-H, and I do like I'm a Federation board member.
Okay. What sorts of things have you done, and what would you say? How would you say 4-H has kind of helped you, or maybe even changed you in a way over the years?
When I was a kid, 4-H, really, I didn't really want to do it. My parents made me do it.
Truth finally comes out. No, I'm kidding.
My parents being leaders of 4-H, I really didn't like care that much about it, and it made me. But I realized I got better at talking to people through it, and I eventually had a lot of fun doing it. And I've done pretty much everything under the sun when it comes to 4-H, from being involved to all the livestock projects that I do, because that's one of my favorite parts. But also being involved with Julian, I've spent my 2nd year on the techno ferrets, and I've also spent a year on the binary bullets and a couple of years on an FLL team too, so robotics. And this year I went to state in drones.
Congratulations.
So really, yeah, thank you.
What would you say is the most important thing that you've learned in your time at 4-H? You said communication. Would that maybe be it, or is that maybe only part of it?
I think the communication part is really key for me.
Okay. Very good. Well, congratulations to you on the drone thing. I'm still kind of both afraid and intrigued by drones at the same time, but that's probably another discussion. Also with us is somebody new to the local extension and 4-H. You are?
Yeah. Well, new being kind of a relative term, my name is Shelby Carlson, and I just took over as the 4-H and youth development educator for the unit.
Okay.
So like Julian, I'll be over Knox, McDonough, Warren, and Henderson counties. But I say new as a relative term because not that long ago, I was in, you know, these students' shoes next to me as a Knox County 4-H'er, and I spent 11 years in the program.
Do you kind of see, as each of these kids has talked here, kind of things that maybe sound awfully familiar in your growing up with 4-H?
Oh, absolutely. I think everything they're saying might have been the words that I said, you know, 10 years ago when I was in their shoes. And it just... You know, gives me so much confidence that this program is continuing to do those things over the course of time.
Would you say that it's kind of like we talked with Julian and the others here, that it's maybe sort of changed but sort of stayed the same in many ways over the years?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, it's really crucial as the world and our community changes to adapt to those changes. You know, one of the things that 4-H tries to fight is that stigma that it's just for farm kids,
mm-hmm.
Which is where some of that evolution takes place. Which is great as far as getting more enrollment and reaching more people. But also, you know, those traditional farm kids really enjoy the other aspects of it, too.
And there may have been a time, I would think, where maybe it was geared toward more farm kids. But as I've heard over the years, that there are maybe less and less kids that are growing up or spending time on traditional farms, I imagine that this is probably a way to kind of, at the very least, get students familiar with some of that.
Absolutely. You know, historically, it was a predominantly agriculture club, as was, you know, most of our county, as far as, you know, where we were getting our income and things like that. And so as, you know, the world is changing and these students are changing, it does give students from a more less traditional agriculture background a chance to learn a little bit about agriculture. But also those agriculture kids get to kind of also see the other side of the cloth.
What would you tell a parent, and we're almost out of time, but what would you tell a parent that may be listening, that maybe their kids come to them and maybe is suggested 4-H, and maybe parents don't understand, you know, some of what you just said about how kids are still able to get involved even if they don't have an agriculture background? What would you tell them to kind of change their mind and let their kids go for it, if you will?
Absolutely. I might say that if there's ever been something you've wanted for your child or you wanted them to have a chance to grow in, give a call to a 4-H, you know, someone in the office and talk to us, because chances are that, you know, there's a project area that focuses in that, or it's kind of a secondary benefit of it. You know, whether it's cooking or sewing or interior design, all of those things are various skills, you know, to robotics and aerospace.
Very good. So, Julian, I'll circle back to you at the end here. How can, should students, or rather parents, call the extension office if they want to get involved in 4-H?
309-342-5108. Right. On my email, jinnis@illinois.edu.
And you spell that first part out in case anybody misses it here?
JINNISS@Illinois, spelled all the way out, .edu.
All right, very good. Julian, Shelby, everybody, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for all you're doing and all the work you've put into 4-H. It's fantastic. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you so much, Will.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Kim Commando in sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.